Corruption rocks Puerto Rico, with some political figures subjected to federal arrests. Incumbent and challenger have their say in the leadership battle within Antigua's opposition UPP. And Jamaica vows to take to Commonwealth heads the case of foreign recruiters poaching Caribbean teachers. I'm Karen Weir, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Another series of corruption scandals is plaguing Puerto Rico. There have been federal arrests involving members of the island's two largest political parties. And the governor is under fire for the collapse of two main campaign promises, removing the US Navy from Vieques and securing new federal tax incentives to attract foreign corporations. Shannon Novak in San Juan reports that the US Commonwealth has hit a new low.
For now, it's time to let people absorb the dimension of the moral collapse that is taking place in Puerto Rico.
Senator Fernando Martín of the Puerto Rico Independence Party. Over the weekend, a former New Progressive Party or statehood legislator, Norberto Naives Roman, was found guilty of 20 counts of illegal appropriations of public funds, 20 counts of possession and use of forged documents, and 6 counts of forging public documents. Friday, the current House Minority Leader, again from the New Progressive Party, Edison Misla Alderando, was released on $600,000 bail. Federal authorities are